what we've seen up until now are single signals, single frequencies projected into
the... I wrote these words in a habit I can't break on the cutting edge of histrionics and thought they meant the world.
Resulting in a pulse.
Yes, I wept too at the cataclysmic cancer abduction of unborn sociopathic coral die-off anal crash victim. But when I stopped, I wondered why. And all I do is wonder why. There's nothing but that question. When you wish no longer to ever understand. In a way, I've seen it all, and she is all that I remember. And everything is not enough to keep amazing one who sees it all. Even the swoon of tears down the torso grows into a quiet Sunday when I drink to the scorpions. Hit me with your wand, make me something bland, so I can aim for something better at the bottom of the glass. As the bottomless forest disheartens the search for intimate gold, no longer human but a set of senses scanning meaning in her laughter, barbs and generalities, a poem with no end began, full of truth and myth and misconception, webbing me in patterns I began by understanding and came to detest, till spinning in eternity, I wish that poem found a place to rest. Almost past devastation again. Afraid to initiate, afraid to reciprocate, ready to outlast the everlasting, I said I could do nothing. Instead I acted. My actions yielded nothing. So opposites became identical. I was ordinary and so wrong. And I killed myself a year with the same old song. Crocodiles, come drown me in your sea of love. Blue scarves stir the freezing breeze and disappear into the tartar air where conversation's tough and dull, and the windows of sedans carry her reflection toward delusions I am prone to live from time to time, as I see myself from up above, saying don't do it, as I do, indulge in illusions that blow up in my face. Slowly, thusly, I learned how destiny has something strange in place, and not what I had dreamed of. Crocodiles, come drown me in your sea of love.
You're the most beautiful, most amazing woman ever.
One sleek shape meets another in darkness when it's cool, briefly, without consequence, but to me, nothing ever was warmer. Great black lion on her way to the car, frantically tossing the white loveliness of her paranoid luminescence. Vapor trails like wolverine claws from the airport outreaching, her mind with engines to be, from complex mid-Atlantic artisan skies.
Never did. About 10 minutes, one chinny evening.
Unrestrainable Progress said, how do you expect to stop me in my independent lifestyle? Her world had turned so on and so on. The only thing I'll ever understand, I know nothing about. Because she cannot lose me, she accepts me. I too am troubled by this and wonder what she wants, all the way to dreams that lead me to a lonely place I guess I love. A room in which we tell the night to change its mind, and then as one, we take the dawn. Beautiful, but it wasn't that way. Enlightenment is darkening me. You've got to be insane to get by. The news said it was a night of roller skating turned tragic. Rapists were out. The world was changing. Inventions were blooming. People were rich and people were poor. and there were reasons for everything. So many millions why we're born with our handicaps and how we can break them. And why things happen quite like they do. And how none of it's real. Unless you believe the instruments reveal it to be so. You've got to be insane to get by. Or her words would be as clear as the perfection of her face. Dreams begin to stand for reality. Acronyms, people, poverty, wealth, links for ideas, units for multitudes. I thought I'd found the only original among the duplicates, and it killed me. She cost infinity.
Where is it in sympathetic has been seen mobilizing